In the lunchtime edition, health authorities confirm a shortage of certain critical drugs. Following a vote of support from DLP political leader Ralph Thorne, party member Hartley Reid presses ahead with a no-confidence motion against the DLP president and calls on Dr. Yearwood and his supporters to accept Mr. Thorne as the party's political leader. Political scientist Dr. George Bell says it's essential that the DLP resolves its leadership struggle and four accused armed robbers appear in court to answer to charges related to the burglary at a St. George supermarket. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Well, health officials have confirmed there's a shortage of certain brands of critical drugs. The acting director of the Barbados Drug Service, Delores Maskell, said this continues to be a major challenge and disclosed a particular brand of insulin is among those drugs they're having difficulties obtaining. She was speaking on the sidelines of a handing over ceremony of a refrigerated truck for the Barbados Drug Service from the Government of India. The handing over took place this morning at the Barbados Drug Service headquarters.
We are experiencing serious challenges with drug shortages, and many of these challenges aren't just generic products, but quite a few of them are with branded products, and this is not normal. So we are seeing challenges where the manufacturers of these branded products are having difficulty at the point of their manufacture. It's either raw material shortages or problems within the actual manufacturing process. And so one of the biggest challenges we are facing right now is with a shortage of a particular brand of insulin.
She gave the assurance that there are alternatives available for those who use insulin.
I don't want patients to panic because there is an alternative to that particular brand of insulin which is readily available at this point in time. It may just be a matter of them having to liaise with their physician, and so they can be changed to that particular brand of insulin temporarily until the supply has been reestablished for the other brand.
The acting director of the Barbados Drug Service, Delores Maskell. Well, a day after getting an expression of support from the Democratic Labour Party political leader Ralph Thorne, party member Hartley Reid is urging the party to unite behind Mr. Thorne. And he's also pressing ahead with his no-confidence motion against the DLP president, general secretary, and executive council. Last evening, addressing a DLP meeting, Mr. Thorne referred to the no-confidence motion and said he was proud of what Mr. Reid has done.
I want to congratulate you for courage. Hartley has exercised the democratic right. You have done what the rules permit you so to do. Whether I would have done it differently or not, it has been done. You have done nothing of which you should be ashamed, and I'm not ashamed of you. I'm proud of you.
And Mr. Reid says it's essential that the DLP president, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, accepts Mr. Thorne as the party's political leader.
The members of the Democratic Labour Party are longing and yearning for the party to come together as one so that they can show the people that we are the alternative to the Mia Motley administration. The political leader speaks on matters, political matters, on behalf of the party. Somewhere the president has not resigned himself to that fact, and that's where the problem is. So until we can really get them coming together and understanding that, we are going to have a little tension. But this isn't anything that is going to destroy my party.
Mr. Reid also tells Starcom Network News that 5 days after filing the no-confidence motion, he's yet to get an official response from the General Secretary, but he's insistent that the process be followed.
I have not received anything in writing, not verbally, from the General Secretary of my party. So I am waiting, as should happen, to hear what is the next step. Because there has to be a next step. I wrote because I have no confidence in what was going on and asked for there to be a hearing, which would go to either the grievance committee or the disciplinary committee. There is a process also in my constitution. So let it go to the process. That is all. If we cannot get persons to follow your simple constitution, how are they going to follow the constitution of the country? That's all I want. Follow my party's constitution.
We were unable to reach Dr. Yearwood for a comment. However, political scientist Dr. George Bell believes certain elements in the DLP entice Mr. Thorne to cross over from the Barbados Labour Party as part of what he believes was an attempted palace coup that Dr. Yearwood survives. Dr. Bell thinks it's now essential that the DLP resolves its leadership struggle.
They need to resolve this because if they don't resolve this, it means that you have a two-headed leadership in the party, and it's a two-headed leadership that is battling, one is battling the other. Mr. Thorne less aggressively so, Dr. Yearwood inappropriately so. And if that continues, it means there cannot be any proper unity within the party. The two factions will consolidate and crystallize, whereas what you want for a leader is that the leader should be able to lead the factions within the party. The factions don't disappear, but the leader must be able to represent all the factions and hold them together. That is what any successful leader is going to be able to do. But if you have two people that are claiming to be leaders boxing with each other, then the party compounds its divisions.
Political scientist Dr. George Bell in the Lunchtime Edition. The four men accused of robbing Fairdeal's mini-mart at Ellerton St. George on April 4th are at this moment appearing before the acting magistrate Carolyn Ward Sargent at the District B Magistrate's Court in St. Joseph. Our Tanisha Rockyall is there.
36-year-old Stephen Stewart of Lot 11C, Rosemont Deacon's Road, St. Michael, Terrell Toppin, 26 years of Superlative St. George, Leon Lawrence, 35 years of Block 10D, Bonnet St. Michael, and 40-year-old Jamal Lawrence, also Block D, Bonnet St. Michael, are all charged with entering the Fairdeal's Minimart and stealing $6,564.94 belonging to Fairdeal's, as well as stealing $105 belonging to Keon Newton. Stephen Stewart is also charged with having a firearm in his possession without a valid license and 38 rounds of ammunition. Meanwhile, Terrell Toppin is facing one charge of having a firearm in his possession without a valid license and 15 rounds of ammunition. The four men were not required to plead this afternoon. The police is also seeking one other individual in the matter. The case is currently ongoing, and the magistrate is yet to make a decision. Reporting from the Eric Holder Junior Municipal Complex, Tony Shirokia, Starcom Network News.
CARICOM's Council of Foreign and Community Relations says it's deeply concerned about the escalating violence between Israel and Iran and has called for an immediate ceasefire between the two nations. Meantime, world leaders are urging Israel not to retaliate after Iran launched an attack involving hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles, and cruise missiles. Our top stories. Health authorities confirm a shortage of certain brands of critical drugs. Following a vote of support from the DLP political leader Ralph Thorne, party member Hartley Reid presses ahead with a no-confidence motion against the DLP president and calls on Dr. Yearwood and his supporters to accept Mr. Thorne as the party's political leader. Political scientist Dr. George Bell says it's essential that the DLP resolves its leadership struggle. Four accused armed robbers appear in court to answer to charges related to the burglary at a St. George supermarket. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group, I'm Stetson Babb.